Okay. One of the perplexing episodes the Torah records towards the end of Parshas Noach is that of what's known as Migdal Bavel, the building of the tower, which is eventually dispersed. All the members of the generation are dispersed. The Torah only dedicates 9 psukim to this enigmatic story, and as Rav Hirsch points out, never really tells us what they did wrong. What was the problem with this building of the tower that the people got together and they end up being dispersed? So Rav Hirsch, as is his custom, looks carefully at the language that's used and has a magnificent piece in understanding this that I just want to share some of the basic points. I highly recommend reading through it at length. Number one, the Torah tells us that the people, the generation, found binasa'am mikedem. When they journeyed from the east, they found a bika'ah. They found a plain. And Rav Hirsch points out, the language of binasa'am mikedem is as they journeyed from the east is different than when the Torah says vayis'u, and they traveled. And they traveled internally, they needed to get to point A to point B. Binasa'am mikedem says they journeyed from the east. Where were they going? It didn't matter. We just needed to get away from whatever was in the east. What was in the east? That's where the establishment was. That's where the old generation, where Shem, maybe even Noah, who was still alive, that's where the old guard lived. The sages see from the words Mikedem, Mikadmo Shel Olam, from the originator of the entire world, from Hashem, and we just need to get away from them. We need to do something new. We need to do something on our own. We don't want to be shackled by that which was done prior. And they found a bik'ah. A bik'ah is a plain. It was devoid of all materials. There was nothing there. No forest, no trees, no building materials. We found an empty place. And they said, ah, hava nil b'nelevin. Here we're going to build something. Nisrafala, we're going to burn anything that we can in order to create the types of bricks, the chemer. Here's a whole piece on the language that's used over there. Hava nivne lanu ir. We're going to build a city, umigdal v'rosho b'shamayim, its towers to the heavens. V'nase lanu shem. And we'll make for ourselves a name. So first point out, if the generation is saying this, and we're going to make for ourselves a name, who are they saying that to when they say we need to make ourselves a name? The whole generation is saying this. It could only be that which is above or that which is above them. Above them is God, and below them is the individual. And Rav Hirsch sees in this that the community got together and said, let's make ourselves a name as a community at the expense, or so to speak, against the power of the individual. When Hashem comes down to look, Hashem says, Hava Ner Da. Hashem says, let me go down and see. Clearly, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with building a tower, only that which motivated them to do so. And as Rav Hirsch understands it as follows. The community has a certain power. There's a power in community, which is a true power. Community is more powerful than all the individuals that make up that power. Where individuals die, communities don't. Where individuals fall short and have limitations, a tzibur, a community, does not. It's more powerful, more long-lasting. However, this community came together and said, where there are no forests, where there are no rocks, there's no stone, nothing provided for by nature, we will manufacture everything on our own, with our own human hands, and let's see how far we can go. Na'aseh lo nushem. Let's have a perpetual reminder of the power of the community over the individual. That is not intrinsically wrong. It's true. It's wrong when it's not Vayikra b'shem Hashem, where the community is coming together to uphold divine values and further the mission that Hashem created us for. If it's for the sake of Na'aseh lanu shem, we want the community to itself be of value, not for some goal of furthering the divine mission, but for their own mission, then the individual gets sucked into this power of community, but it's only for the community's own intrinsic sense. In his language, the community is not there for supplementing the individual. That's the way it's supposed to go when the community comes together. It becomes powerful, and then the community, as its power, gives back to each individual to fulfill their mission in life. Here, the individual became a pawn for fulfilling the mission of the community. In his language, beautiful language, the idol of the empty purpose is created. Where the community says, this is going to be our goal. They made up some goal. We're going to make a tower to see what we can become. So when you create an idol out of an empty mission and all individuals have to give up themselves, but the idol brings no happiness, and yet the individual gives up the whole of his existence for that, then that is an intrinsic destruction of the power of the power of community, and has happened throughout all of history. As the sages say, this was under Nimrod's leadership, who understood how to make men enthusiastic for one's own end, how to make his own fame identical with that of the masses. He says, not with gold or possessions, but with a little bit of ribbon in the lapel or on the breast. Does a Napoleon or an Alexander understand how to lure masses for the sake of this created idol of what community can do? Quotes the Medrash, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, who says, an example of this, Im nafal adam v'meis, if a person fell off the scaffolding as they were building this tower and died, lo hayu samim es libam, they pushed him aside and kept building. Im nafla levena, but if a brick fell and broke, then hayu yoshvin ubochen, they would sit and cry, the brick which was going to further our purpose has broken, now what's going to be? And they would weep and wail, when will we have another brick? Something like this. And all of human history, he writes, has been this false idea of communities existing for their own sake, for some false idol of what the purpose is. But if it's not to further the divine mission and the individual gets lost or sacrificed for that sake, then that is the Migdal Bavel. That is what the Tower of Bavel is. And that is the most pernicious error that state or community has the right to impose itself on an individual, not for the individual's further benefit, which is really what happens when you join a community. The whole of world history, to conclude, the whole of world history has for the greater part to relate to such buildings or towers of imaginary glory for which many Nimrods have understood how to lure and force the nations. And so Hashem comes down and says, oh, they're afraid of being dispersed. They don't want to be dispersed. I will disperse them because this is a terrible distraction from the purpose of creation and a corruption of the power of community. He writes, this is such a beautiful piece on this whole entire section, worth looking at to see it inside.